Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you, Eric, for that song number 906. I'm very inspired by that. Or hosts of hell, or darkness, death, and sin, it's a high calling for us to take to souls in bondage the words of truth, to break the bonds of sin, to bring the lost to me. That's a high calling for us as Christians here. But praise the Lord, it is possible. And I'm here to talk a little bit about what makes that possible for us. When was the last time you were just completely silent before God? Took time for stillness where you weren't talking, you weren't asking, you were just sitting there in the silence of God. I must say I could probably do that more. I think I do it more than I used to, but stillness before God is kind of what I was thinking about all week today, or all week this past week. Let's start with a word of prayer, and we're going to bow our heads and have a short moment of silence before God. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, thank you that we have this time that we can be together. Thank you that you're in our midst. You're right here with us. But even more, thank you that no matter where we are, whether we're together in church or whether we're out on the fields of time working for you, that you're with us. Put my jumbled thoughts together, Lord, that I can, that those that listen can be blessed by what you have for me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was, like I said, I was thinking about stillness before God and taking time to listen to the Spirit. And Saturday or yesterday morning, I went outside before a lot of people were awake, and it was just gorgeous out there. Some of you might have been outside yesterday morning. This morning was sort of like that too. And I was thinking, now this is the kind of weather, the birds are twittering happily in the trees, and I was twittering happily in my mind, and I was thinking, this is the kind of weather that gives me peace in my heart, brings me peace. And it was just beautiful out there. Then later on in the day, I thought, now, do I have to depend on a peaceful morning to give me peace in my heart? Because if I do, I'm in deep trouble, I think. Because there's a lot more mornings that I get up that aren't quite so peaceful. And there's a lot of circumstances around me that are not going to always be peaceful. So if I have to depend on that, I'm not going to be a very peaceful person. I'm not going to find stillness before God. So I was thinking all week, what do I need to have peace and stillness in my heart that aren't depending necessarily on the circumstances around me? Isn't it kind of like, well, I concluded that it's kind of like, If I'm only depending on that, the way I start a brush fire sometimes is I'll light a little rag with some gas on it and lay it on the fire, and then I'll say, now children, don't do this. And I'll get a little cup and I'll throw more gas on the fire, and whoosh, you have a towering wall of heat, and I say, and the children say, wow. But what happens in a couple seconds? It dwindles to nothing. And you don't have much of a fire. You have a few weak, flickering flames, so you do it again. And, you know, it's kind of useless, but it's really fun. But if I'm depending on peace only from my outward circumstances, a beautiful morning, I think, wow, I'm at peace with God because it's so peaceful outside. But that's only going to last for so long. I mean, the morning only lasts for a few hours. Or if everything's working just right for me, oh, good morning, Conrad, I didn't see you were here. Welcome. If that's happening just right for me, my morning is going perfect, my schedule is just right, well, that only lasts so long until it goes into chaos. So, isn't that kind of like that fire? You throw gas on it and whoosh, but then it dies away. You know how a brush fire works once it's burning nice and hot? You can throw green branches on that fire and they'll burn up. And I need a fire in my heart that's emanating heat outward, that when negative things get thrown on it, like a stormy morning, or people that make me irritable, or a bad schedule that flew apart, that that inner fire is not necessarily affected, and I still have a stillness. So as I was looking at the Bible, thinking about how to figure this out in my own life, I came across Luke 17, a verse. You can turn there if you'd like. Luke 17 is a chapter full of a lot of things happening to Jesus. He was talking about offenses coming, about the millstone, about people trespassing against you and forgiving them seven times in a row, and the mustard seed and the 10 lepers and only one coming to thank him. But then I came to the verse that stood out to me here. It's verse 20 and 21. The Pharisees were demanding Jesus. And they said, where the verse says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold," and I guess this is my title, "the kingdom of God is within you." Oh, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within me. Indeed, maybe that is the key to peace and stillness before God. So I looked at Jesus. How did he live that life? Jesus was the kingdom of God in the flesh. He fasted a lot. He prayed. He took time for silence and time with his Father in heaven. And then when he went out in his daily ministry, he didn't show anger. We didn't see anger or panic or contention or strife or arguing. We saw peace and an outpouring of that. So is the key having the kingdom of God in my heart? I think so. I think that's the key to finding peace at all times and having stillness before God. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, I labor, and I am at times very heavy laden. Jesus is offering us rest. He said, "I will give you rest." Now, I think being still before God does not just mean being quiet. That's helpful. But it also means fully surrendering your life, fully surrendering everything. Now, that's hard for a human to do, because we tend to believe the lies from the devil that God's power is limited, God's not always listening, and that his timing is off. And we think we can figure it out ourselves because we're just as smart. And so it's hard to surrender our lives to God. But the kingdom of God is only found when we're surrendered. Only when we're surrendered and we're quiet before God. We have to meet God in the present, not worrying about our past, not being scared about the future. Yes, there's times to think about the past and the future, but meeting God where we're at. God is here. He wants to meet you right where you're at your stage in life and lead you forward in his perfect will, if you're willing to let him do it. Be still and know that I am God. What does that mean? It means be still and know that my power is unlimited, that I'm always listening to your call, and that my timing is perfect, even if you don't think so. I think when we're still before God, it's going to expose quickly to us who's on the throne. Is it God or our circumstances? So this week, I was thinking about all this time, thinking about this inner peace and being still before God. I want that peace and inner stillness in my heart. Why? Because I know that when I'm at peace in my heart, the kingdom of God is going to be without as much as within. It's going to come out and affect other people. Now, I'm at peace, but I can be a peacemaker. I can return a soft answer to someone that's angry with me. I can love everybody, including my enemies. I can be persecuted for my faith and be joyful about it. And I can face uncertainty with faith. I want all this. And I want all of you to have this, because when we have this inner peace in our hearts, we are going to affect the world.